dependence on the Lord. You and I, we have Christ revealed to us, but when that thing is revealed, we must become dependent upon Him. Because we will come to places where you cannot depend upon yourself, your strength, your knowledge, your understanding. It will fail you. Hear me well today, it will fail you. And the sad thing is, most of the time, we're the last ones to know and recognize it. It fails us. Your understanding, how you thought it should be, your critical spirit that rises up so often, that has kept you in that robust thing, it will fail you one day. God will bring you to a place that it will totally fail you if you don't heed to what God is doing. Because we know the things in our lives, saints, and we think we can go through the daily walk and get by pretty good, we have a notion that it's up, so we seem to get by. But God will bring you to places where you won't be by any longer. You have to learn to trust in the Lord. You want to be in the kingdom of God, part of the kingdom of growth and maturity, you have to come to a place where you have to truly trust the Lord, because your strength and your understanding will fail you. Now, what we'll talk about today is the reason that a lot of people never, ever come to the place of dependence upon Christ. And a lot of people never do. They seem to have Him revealed in their school of Christ, as we talked about in chapter 3. They never come to a place where they truly embrace Him, trust Him. You see your lives being superficial, surface, temporal, flighty, talkative, all these outer things, but never know deep, strong roots in the Lord. They're easily swayed by circumstances, situations. They're easily swayed by the natural things that, as I've said before, that the world that's not even saved has to go through. The things you might experience in the natural, in our daily life, work, family, relationships, automobiles, houses, food, clothing, the things y'all need that I have seen so many quote unquote Christians get all stumbled up with because God can do this, and little things happen at home. The world deals with those things every day apart from God. Every day. And sad to say, a lot of the world now is good to have good morals. They're not born again. Deal with them much better than quote unquote Christians I've seen. They work jobs, they go to work 50, 60 hours a week, they live a normal life, they raise children, the children have good morals, they have good respect, they're not born again, but they deal with things in their own strength, and they do very well at it. So they're not part of the kingdom of God. So we go to the part of the kingdom of God, the Lord wants to teach us how to depend upon Him, that He may get the glory, that people may see Him through us and not our strength and our determination and our willpower. That's not the people, that's not being witnessed. That's people seeing you strong, but not seeing the Lord. Now, what I'm going to share today, I believe, is one of the greatest reasons that a lot of people never come to a place of dependence. It's very simple, but it's right here. So, Lord, we're going to talk about this morning in prayer, and it's made very clear to me in years past, in my own personal life. But I want to share this with you. It's the reason that people stay surface and superficial and temporal and never go deep in the things of God. Let's read it again in the system. Jacob went out to bear sheep, but he went toward the Haran. He lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set, and took the stone to that place, put them for his toes, and lay down in that place to sleep. He went to sleep. Now, if you can imagine, when Jacob left his home, there was anxiety, there was emotions, there were fears. He was all about himself, was very careful. He was all about himself, worried about Esau, worried why he had to leave, this, that, and the other. He was used to home. All Jacob rose up that night. He finally got out of this desert place, and he finally went to sleep. The emotions and the anxieties had finally ceased. Listen now. When he went to sleep, what that represents is this. The anxieties, all the emotions had finally abated, they had finally ceased. He was finally still. He was finally quiet. Are you listening to that? He was uneasy self was finally still and quiet so he could hear God. And sad to say, most people live their lives so superficial, so robust, so all of them here that they never get quiet long enough to let God do a work in their lives. I've seen this over the years. It all looks good, it all sounds good, but maturity brings a quietness where you realize someone else has something to say that's more important than you think, and that someone else is God. And until Jabez got still and quiet, fear had gripped his heart, his emotions were running high. But when he finally got asleep, it all unfolded. It all happened. I would encourage this morning, your roots will never grow deep. And I got some scripture here for you that's going to encourage you, it's too challenging. Your roots will never grow deep. You'll never progress and mature. And the reason being is because of the independence in our lives that we're so up here, superficial, and it comes from insecurity that we've not learned to trust the Lord. So we're always loud and robust. Not only just loud and natural, but just loud and just up here, always having to be heard and having to be in the center of the conversation and lead. All these things, and it's continual. But until you learn to get quiet, until you learn to rest in the Lord, until all those anxieties and fears and emotions and all that self is quiet, God can't get through. He can't get through. He doesn't get through the jacket through and sleep. Let me ask you a question. Do you think God would all of a sudden show up and go Jacob to sleep? Do you think that God won't be that best place before Jacob got there? Listen to me. Oh, he was there. He didn't take sleep to bring God. God was already there. It took sleep for Jacob to be able to hear. I'm convinced that many times in people's lives, God is there all the time, endeavoring to break through, he's endeavoring to get their attention, he's endeavoring to speak, they can't hear him. Because they're too busy about themselves, too busy about their own anxieties, their own emotions, and what they've got to say, what's important to them. And a lot of times, and if you hear what the Spirit is saying this morning, you won't allow this to get personal and think that God's going to act with you. You'll hear what the Spirit is saying, and you won't think that God's got a finger in your face. You'll hear it. A lot of times, when the Lord comes, I've been in people in conversations where you can't wait anybody as well. What they've got to say is like, when you talk to them, they're waiting for you to finish, they're going to say what they're going to say. Or it's more important. Because their whole life has been bent on themselves, their core, what they're doing, and it's like, and that's what they're hearing. And you have to almost work yourself, you have to work up to get involved in their conversation. Always jump ahead of them. Always ready for you to quit, jump in. There are people like that. Then there are those that just seemingly, they never get still long enough in the Spirit to hear from God. Can I get through this one? Listen to me. When the Word of God says Jacob will sleep, it's not there or have a chance. It's not there just because, well, he just fell asleep and God decided to show up. God was there the whole time. God made him there, not until he went to sleep and finally get his attention, where he got still long enough that Jacob could understand what was going on around him. Okay? So, self was finally quiet. Alright? Matter of fact, I believe in these scriptures. Turn the whole place around that book. Isaiah chapter 3. Whole place of Genesis. Isaiah 30, verse 15. For thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall be, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness, and in confidence shall be your strength. And ye would not. In quietness. Now, what he's simply saying there is that I've come to you over and over, he's saying, and if you just listen to me and really heard what I was saying, then this problem would have gone a long time ago. But he refused to listen, to get quiet long enough to allow me to minister to your heart. God's saying something to one of the saints. I hope we get it, because God was us to move forward in our school of Christ, our personal school of Christ. Jacob came to a place of transition. He had to come to upon the Lord. And he had to learn early on. It was a lesson that's hard learning for him, that you have to be quiet and superficial, your emotions have to be put aside. We've got to come to a place of total dependence in the Lord. And I've seen this so much, and I've seen so many people over the years refuse to allow God to give a break from this area. And a life of fighting, superficial, but always, but never truly growing in the things of God. Now turn to 2 Thessalonians, say one more. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3. He said, in quietness, and in confidence, you were going to say, you were not. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3. And if you hear what the Lord is saying this morning, in the Spirit, it's going to encourage you to help. If you don't, you'll take offense. If you don't hear the Spirit, you'll take offense. That's why a lot of people get offended sometimes the word. They think in the natural, they don't hear the Spirit. See, God's trying to help you. He could have come to Jacob in the desert place. And I can imagine Jacob walking around panting, scared to death, fearing, because he's already caught a half anger. And I don't say that's the place that everybody gets to. people come to murder complaining, talking out loud, I can't believe I'm here, what am I going to do, I should be home, blah, blah, blah. It just, it carries over to any place in people's lives, in the conversation, in the fellowship, the home, and all these other things. This is not all we got, we're just taking our leave here. And God didn't speak, but God was there all the time. God said, when you finally get quiet, when you finally sit down, give up all this stuff, I'll talk to you. Amen. I'm telling you, God wants to talk to you, that if you hear what God, He wants to minister to you, and make you depend upon Him. Alright, so Jesus, or the Lord said in Isaiah, I wanted you to go to this place in quietness and confidence, but you would not. Now this is a little bit stronger, so I hope you're listening in the Spirit, okay? Well, this is exactly what He's talking about. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6. Notice these three words. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, not after tradition which ye received of us. We tell them how you ought to follow us when we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither the eating man's bread, nor all the wrought away from the bell, neither the day, nor the charred wind. Not because we not put out of power, but lay ourselves an example to you, which is going to you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear there were some which walk among you disorderly, working on it all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. And he brings us back to that word again, quietness. And it's nothing super spiritual about that word. It means just what it says. It means to learn to do your work in quietness. Why? Because God has something He wants to say. And we can't hear Him if we're always busy talking. If we're always emotional and anxious and out here and superficial, we can't hear the Lord. And it carries over in our daily lives. Instead of being able to meditate upon the things of God, as David said in Psalms, being able to meditate upon the Lord, His precepts, His Word, our minds are just scattered here, there, and everywhere. We find ourselves hard to keep our minds focused on the person of Christ. And we can't do that. The enemy is able to come in with vain thoughts, the vain thoughts, the vain imaginations, because our minds are on the Word, on the law, on spiritual songs, on hymns, on good things, and we find all these other things. All our pleasure, our lives are just like this, that, and the other. And it's things the world deals with every day, and comes, but they're not hearing from God. God said, I want you to be quiet, because I will bring you to a place of dependence upon you. He said, in your work, don't be quiet, verse 13, but ye, brethren, be not weary in well doing. Be not weary in well doing. You got Genesis 20. Okay. Genesis 20. So he brought Jacob to a place. Jacob sells, still got quiet, finally got quiet. Finally got quiet long enough for God to hear him, or for Jacob to hear him. God said, go to sleep. Verse 12. And dream. And behold, a ladder set up on earth. The top of it reached to heaven, all the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. Now, listen to what happened here. All of a sudden, Jacob is encouraged in his business, and this relates to different people in different ways, the superficiality, the emotions, the surface stuff. All of a sudden, he's asleep. Jacob came to his place. He had no understanding, no foreknowledge that God would be there in any way, shape, or form. And all of a sudden, the Bible starts to talk about it. In this place, there's a ladder set up on the earth that reached heaven. All of a sudden, in this place, where Jacob is quiet, where self is sealed, self is finally quiet and sealed. He's not out scheming. He's not out being heard. He's not in conversation about all his little problems. He's finally got sealed and quiet. All of a sudden, in this place of quietness, there's a ladder. And this ladder links earth to heaven. It links earth to heaven. And it was not until he got quiet that he saw this place, and this in-between place. Now what does this ladder represent? What does this ladder represent? It's a ladder that links man to God. It's a ladder that links man to God. And this ladder represents the person of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father except by, through Jesus Christ. So finally, when Jacob gets quiet, when he gets still, when he never read anything about Jacob, he finally got quiet. All of a sudden, in this place, he realized that there was something that linked him with heaven. There was a link between him and God. And that's what happened to you. If you and I would get to a place in our spiritual world that we'd be quiet, we won't be busybodies, know-it-alls, and have to control the conversation, and we're fighting superficial, and I mean, it's just bringing all around you. If we get quiet, we realize that there's something between us and God that we can depend upon. And His name is Jesus. And it's that link between God and man. It's a link of communion and fellowship between us and God. But when we're up about our own business and all about self and loud and all this, we never come to a place where we realize that in this place, there's a link between us and God that we can totally depend upon. And when we're in that place, the little things will trip you up. You will get devastated with the little things of life. Somebody look at you right, somebody that say this, relationships, financial problems that the whole world has to deal with, somebody that do what you thought God would do, your whole attitude rises up, old moods roll out of your heart, send your moods and all that. Here you go, attitude again. From 1 week to the next, your moods rise up, all the calls say, he said this, say that, always have to be the center of attention, all the calls, you not drop quiet and realize, boy, there's something here that links me with God. His name is Jesus, and I can depend upon him. Are you with this one? Are you here? Now, in this school of Christ, I'm encouraged. If you want to come here, if you want to grow too, you have to depend upon the Lord. You have to depend upon God. And this will happen to Jacob. And all of a sudden, there's a ladder. There's a ladder. Thank God for the ladder. What if the ladder had been there? But the ladder was there. That's Jesus. And watch this. And the ladder was set on the earth, the top of it reached heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending upon him. Here's a ladder that leads us to God, and there's angels that are ascending and descending upon that ladder. There's angels ascending and descending upon that ladder. Listen to me, that's the type of, I'm going to share about angels, that's the type of the angels ascending and descending, that's the type of our prayers ascending to God, and his answers descending back to man. And it's all through the mediator, Jesus Christ. Listen, all of a sudden, here's the picture. We've been all about ourselves, and some are about themselves in different ways. Some are very, very, very smooth about it. They can paint it. It doesn't look like it's about self, but in the spirit, it's all about self. It's still all about self. But all of a sudden, self has gotten quiet. The emotions are gone, the anxieties. We've rested, we've settled it. We're laying down, we're sleeping. And this is a natural sleep we're talking about in the spirit realm. Self is quiet. Self is very quiet. Self is to the side. We relax and say, I'm just going to leave it all. Just be quiet. And we've got quiet. All of a sudden, there's a ladder in that place we're at. The ladder's going up to heaven. And then all of a sudden, we realize that on that ladder, we'll travel our prayers to God, and God's answer back to us. He has brought us to a place of dependency that we can cry out to God, and he will hear our cries. And it's no longer dependent upon us, but it's upon the Lord. And so many people never get to that place in their lives where they tucked it in the Lord because they never got the quiet long enough in the natural, in the spirit, to understand there's a link. Oh, we know Jesus is a link. We know he's a link. And it was what the scriptures say in the song, shed the tears. But in our daily lives, there's no fruit of that really going on. God is trying to encourage us in our school of Christ. He'll call you out and bring you to a place where self is no longer any place. It's got to get quiet, and thank God when you come to that place, he doesn't leave you alone. He was there before you ever got there, trying to speak, waiting just for the opportunity to get a word in edgewise. You ever heard that saying? That's not just from him. I believe more than not, that's God said that, probably more than we ever said. If y'all just get quiet on it, I'll tell you something to show you some goodness. Amen. And so Jacob finally got quiet, the ladder was there, and all of a sudden the angels are ascending and descending, answers going up, the prayers coming down. Answers, prayers going up, the answers coming down. Prayer going up, and answers coming down. We're able to cry out to God. We're able to cry out to God and bring all to a place of trust. But it also represents, saints, that God has put the angels in charge concerning us. Think about it, this picture, Jacob's in a place he's never been before, self is quiet now. He can't blame himself. He's held a hard rock. Nobody around him. He doesn't hear the voice of his mother and father. The things that are familiar. Nobody talks to him. Nobody listens. Boy, if it's not some good to get to a place where nobody didn't hear anything we had to say. Couldn't find nobody to stop on. If some people couldn't find, I'm smiling at this. If some people couldn't find something here they could slow off on, or somebody that they look crazy, they gotta have somebody on that phone or something that some of those times it's not worth 2 cents worth of nothing. Hey, go ahead, go on, can I explain that? It's just said, got to be heard. Got to talk about something. Got to talk about something. Just got to talk. Got to say, got to be heard. You know, it's not good to find some place in between the rock and the hard place where there was nobody there to hear us. But you know what? There was someone there. God. And what I'm sharing this morning is not surface. It is not foolish. It's not surface. It's very serious. But very important. Here's that place. Nobody hearing. Nobody talking. Not a soul. But there was someone there. If we read on, what David said, he said, I knew it not. And I knew it not because he wanted you to be in that place. And all of a sudden, a ladder appears, and there was somebody there. It was God. God was there. He recognized the angel there. The angel's around us today. The angel's here. He's talking over us. They're sent forth as ministers to the heirs of salvation, to minister to us. They're sent forth to those heirs of salvation. The angel of the Lord and captain proud about them that fear him and deliver them. There are angels around us today. So everything for all the prayers that ascend and answers that descend, but there are angels around us. But too many times we're so busy by our business we never recognize what the scripture says about the multitude that's around us. Now listen, Jacob was convinced that this was a very solitary place. Jacob was convinced that this was a very lonely place. Get this picture. Once you get this today, it's heard in society, you need not your own personal life. And the husband, father, minister, society with him. Jacob was convinced he was in a place where no one else was at. Get this. There's nobody else here. Star and a rock. The familiar sounds of home are gone. There's nobody here. How can I be out here? And all of a sudden, the place that he thought was lonely was very heavily populated. Ladders, angels, read it, what's it say? Does your Bible say angel or does it say angels with S? It says angels with S. Then there was many angels. Many angels. He was taught this was a solitary place. There's nobody out here, but you've never mind. There was someone out here, a ladder, God, and angel. All of a sudden that solitary place got real busy, very heavily populated, very noisy. But it wasn't noisy about Jacob, it wasn't noisy with Jacob, it wasn't Jacob being noisy, it was God's turn to be noisy. Oh, it just smells good to find a place where nobody knew anything we had to say, and we find a lot of most of what we've been saying before we hear something. We might just get blunt and say this not. I'll tell you, it brings to a place where we have to get quiet and let God speak. Amen? It will change lives. It will change lives. It will change your life because God said that you know the truth, will set you free. That's what God says. If you know the truth. But how could it be that we've been so busy about self, emotions, flighty, superficial that we know the truth. We know the truth, but truth doesn't possess us. And that's why people are not free. It almost puts a slam on God in the 20th century that maybe he's just slow and set people free. That's a lie. He's not. We need to hear from God. So all of a sudden this place that was lonely is filled with activity. But it's not Jacob's activity. It's God's activity. It's God speaking, God stirring, God moving, angels ascending and descending. Glory to God. That's what we need sometimes in the home. Not about us, but angels ascending, the heavens opening, and God revealing himself to a place that we're dependent upon the Lord. Verse 13, behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land where thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Now, not only is there a ladder, not only the angels ascending and descending, but on the top of that ladder, God is speaking to Jacob. But only after he got to a place of quietness. In quietness and confidence, God said you would be saved, but you would not. And you didn't get quiet long enough to hear from me. Now, come on, go out of here and take this to a place to the extreme, whilst God doesn't want to do that, God will just do it to speak to you very softly in your spirits about where your place is in this. If you are here today and you've been one of those that are superficial and God asks God to hear what you've got to say and always, you know what I've said, and God's going to deal with you, Paul. He's going to deal with you, Paul. But you know why he's going to deal with you, Paul? Because he's got something to say so precious to you that you need to hear. Is he going to spank you for being a bad person? That's between him and you. I'm not dealing with conviction and chastisement. That's between you and the Lord. But I tell you what, I do know this. He's got something good to say to you. He's got something to change your life. He's got something to bring both growth and purity in your life. He's got something that you're no longer, you know, again, you're no longer walking superficial, the surface, the emotionals, and having to be heard. You're not going to place your lives, somebody else has something to say that's more important than his God. You see this David called out to a place where he said there's nobody out here, and all of a sudden about the dead sea. Activity, bustle and bustle. It was not about man, it was about God. That's good news. That's what God was waiting for. I know it was spirit. That's where some of you live. You live there all your life. I said, well, you live there all your life. That's where you live. It's in self. Oh, and it's in self when you live and all that. It's in self, same self. Same self. Self is just part of the liver itself. Well, it is. It's all about self. Attention. In your homes, in your daily life. And the Lord said, I got some good news for you. I got some real good to say. If I could just give you quiet on that. Don't put a lot of things. You're going to be mad. You're going to look at it. Looks. I got some good news for you. So look what God said. This is what God said. Verse 13. Behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and God of Isaac. The man who had thy life, to thee I give it, and to thy seed. Look what God had said. Thy seed shall be as dust of earth. Thou shalt spread it all to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south. Does that sound some large? You can hardly large. You can grow in God, you can mature, you can reach for me. Look at what God is saying. If you never heard it, you ain't got why. If you never heard it. Look at what God is saying. To the north, east, south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. In this work get quiet about and really hear the Spirit, not just the sermon in the action or a song, but in the Spirit realm to hear what God has for you. Verse 15, Lord, I am with thee. I am with thee. And Jacob's missing with nobody else in the place. I am with thee. But he couldn't hear it, he got quiet. I am with thee. And will what? Keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. That's the news. And I'm convinced that's why many walk around beating down, like, maybe God is the word, it's about 6 weeks, and here you go again, 6 weeks, here you go again, or it's all about self. They're not hearing God, because God will come to you and say, I'm about to take you on a journey, I'll bring you back, and I will perform that that I've spoken. A man that's heard that in the Spirit is a man of joy and thanksgiving. Joy will rise in your heart. Because God said that. But you know what God said? I will bring you back, and I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. I will not leave you. That's good news. And Jacob awakened out of sleep, and he said, surely, the Lord is in this place. And notice these words now, very important. It just wraps over my head. And I knew it not. And I knew it not. You know what that's referring back to? When I first got here tonight, on my journey, when I first got here, I didn't know anybody else was here. I had no knowledge of anybody else was here. I know it. You know why I didn't know it? You know why I wanted to hear it. What Jacob said, when I finally went to sleep, and Jacob went to sleep, Jacob got quiet, and Jacob got still, Lord, there was somebody here. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that God waited for Jacob to go to sleep and show up to be there? No, sir. He was saying, I didn't know he was here until I did. I'm convinced if you're born again today, if you truly say, if you're born again, God has never left you forsaken. And he's right there, he's never bring a place to be a place of life. You grow up with you and go on with God. And he will say, I didn't know what was there. He won't say that around, I didn't know he was here. My body is quiet, otherwise he'd be here the whole time. Look how much time I wasted him. And he was here all the time, ready to do the work. But I murmured, or I complained, or I was emotional, or anxious, or flippant, or happy to be heard, or surplus, and never get quiet long enough to let God speak. Because when God speaks, it's very hard to get in. You see what the Lord spoke to Jacob? You see how encouraged that must have been to Jacob? And he took it with him. There was a lot of work that had to be done, Jacob. I mean, to say the least, there was a tremendous lot of work that had to be accomplished. But God never left. When he came back to Esau, which was heard that last night, Esau looked at him. What's on this? What are these from? You know where it came from? The very fact that God said, I'm going to leave you. I'll bring you back, and I'm going to leave you. I've done that, and I've struck you down. And God would leave you. But Jacob had come to a place where he got quiet and heard the Lord. Now, I've had a big issue today. I've been quiet. Because seen the Spirit without him not having ears and went to sleep. I believe that heaven is natural life. It's not a reprimand. If you take his dad and miss the Lord today, it's not a reprimand. It is to get you to open your eyes to see God wants to say something that you need to hear. And it's important to hear. And it's good news. It's good news, Tom. It's good news what God wants to say to me. It's good news what God wants to say to Robin. It's good news what God wants to say to David. And we all have found ourselves so about ourselves. And so if you just talk about this, that, and the other, that God could find the time to even work himself in and say something we can hear. You know what? How did that happen? Is that true? Is that true enough? We need to rise up. Amen? We need to rise up. God has a whole bunch to say to us. A whole lot. And it's good news. Yes, there's reprimand. Yes, there's chastening. Yes, there's conviction. Thank God for it. I'm reading Proverbs with my closer every morning. I read chapter every morning. And I'll read this one very first few times about chastening. The love of God, the chastening is his own son. And it's so true. The chastening, it may be grievous for a moment. But every time God chastens, it just reminds me of his love. How much love? So, if you feel chastened this morning, you feel like you've been called to carpet. If you feel like, oh, everybody knows me. You know what? You're right. Amen. Sad thing, we're the last ones to realize. Now, I'm not going to take the edge off this morning. I'm smiling and acting. Thank God for it. I'm not going to move the edge. Saints, listen to me. In the hour of need, you don't need to be in a place where you're superficial, emotional, and all this other work. You better find some time to hear what God's saying to you. And he is speaking in the Spirit. Far beyond 12 preachers that don't have it all together. Try to preach a message. Yes, through prayer. Yes, through the brother of the saints. Their hearts has been on trying to get the saints to Jesus Christ. And through their prayer, when they try to lay it out and preach it, they don't say it just right sometimes. I'm telling you, through that vessel, through that part, those that are truly called and trying to get people to Christ, there's something being said in the Spirit that you need to hear. That you need to hear. And it's words that will move you forward, bring growth and maturity in life. God's got some good things to say. Are you here? Are you listening? Or maybe God's brought you to a place in which you will Christ, we have to follow it all. Say, I can't hear God too much, but I'm too busy being active. Amen. So I just need to be quiet. I've had to come to that place in my life several times where I realized I've gotten too removed from certain areas where I just need to back away and just be quiet anymore. The Lord has brought me to a place that he brought me to a place in my life that I had felt he had taught me by the Spirit how to meditate on the Lord. And that I could go through the day and not in a great way. Not compared to others, I'm sure, but to me it was blessing. And I had a long ways to go and all that. And compared to others, it may not seem like much, but to me, where I put God involved me in the Spirit and taught me by the Spirit through daily activities and trials and situations, I come to a place where I was learning how to truly keep my focus during the day and meditate on the Lord. I could keep my mind on Christ. I could be talking and working. And I can keep my mind on the Lord. I can keep my focus on Christ and the Psalms and the hymns and what have you. And just on rejoicing. And I know what it is to allow self or the enemy to come and try to divert that away and get your eyes off other things and how unpleasant that is because you've never tasted of that. There's nothing to satisfy. I learned how to be quiet. I learned how to just rest in the Lord. And even before I came to this other rest, and I believe God has brought me into the last 6 or 8 months, there was a rest when it comes to our brother. But I could rest in him in the quiet. I didn't have to always be saying or always on top of this or always making sure my shirt is in the Lord. But I know how it is to be removed to some degree from that. And there's no peace. There's no peace. If you've ever tasted that, there's no peace outside of it. Just be quiet and dependent upon the Lord. I would encourage you this morning. Here's the little cross. Let God. If you cry, I would encourage you to pray, Lord, bring you to that place where I just be quiet in the Spirit and listen to what God is saying. There's a place in Jesus Christ that you can have. Excuse me. You hear it often in lit ministers. if something has really touched your heart, there's a place in Christ that can touch your heart, saints. But nothing else can touch that. Nothing else. There's a place in Him. But you can't hear it and experience it with all the noise of the city, the noise of the cell phone. It will never happen in your life. Until you learn to allow Him to be your all in all, your sufficiency, where you realize you need to be dependent upon Him. I encourage that God bring that place in this world of Christ. Let God bring that place where your opinion on all that's happening in our lives. Well, that would be much, but I just need to get this out and show you how I feel.
You ever heard that?
Well, I know it probably don't matter, but I just gotta get this out. And one time about that, that's all it is, self just gotta get out. Self can be burdened. Learn to take those things to the Lord in your prayer calls first, and I promise you that more times about 90% of it will never get out of prayer calls. You'll never say it on the phone or anybody else's place. But God more times not will show you. It's still all about you. And this room, again, you take care of prayer calls and nobody else has got to come here. Amen. Because all of that is in Him, what God sees going on in your heart. Amen. In quietness and confidence, He said, I will save you, but you would not. And then Paul picked up on it about just being quiet in the Word. Let the Lord speak to you. Now, any questions, comments? Does that make sense? Quietness? You understand? Does that make very sense? You might feel ahead and leave there. Because God's got a word for it. And maybe something will give her as you realize that's the story of my life. No wonder I have wrong with you. No wonder I'm not blessed. No wonder I'm still serving God. Well, I encourage you to just rise up and be thankful. God loves you enough to bring you to a place in your school, speak very clearly to you, and say, Jacob, I got a whole lot to say to you. You didn't realize I was in this place. I didn't encourage you to drop right now. Just say thank you. If you've been one of those people, just right where you stand. Just say thank you for bringing this place. For God has said, I've got something to say, and I want you to hear it. Suppose God will come today and say, I cut you off. You've been loud long enough, I cut you off. That's not what God said here today. God said right the opposite. He didn't say, well, I'm going to come here today and chastise you. He said, I've come today, I've got something to say to you, but I can't get a word in. Get quiet, learn how to be still. Let somebody else talk. Get off that phone. I'm just making a statement here. Get off that horn, whatever it is. Get off that center of the conversation. Let somebody else. Let God talk. He's got something that needs to be said, needs to heard. That's worthwhile. Go ahead, drop me stand. Just thank Him this morning. Thank Him. That He came today and said, no, stop right here. Put your head on this rock. Put your head on this rock and be quiet and listen in the Spirit to what I'm saying. To what I'm saying. I want you to be dependent upon it. Hallelujah.